Here we go!
Brothers, sisters, siblings, welcome to Penn Sunday School, brought to you by Masterclass. I'm Matt Donnelly, and we are all broadcasting from our respective homes around the globe. I say globe because we have Hondro here from Spain. We have Pip the Magic Dragon from wherever he lives. We have Penn from his home. We're talking Fool Us, and of course, that amazing trick involving a jump rope and a horse. Here he is, Preach the Love, Penn Jillette.
Brought to you by
Masterclass.
Masterclass. Masterclass, which is lifelong learning, and you can get discounts and everything. We'll talk about that later. But I am reminded, as we have Piff and Hondro here, of P.J. O'Rourke. And P.J. O'Rourke said that he wanted to answer the questions about the American economy and how the deficit and how that affected. And he said, I will now, this is in his book, Parliament of Whores. He said, I will now answer the most common questions that are asked by the American public about this. Then there was two breaks in the page, and then it went to italics to quote the most common question asked. And the most common question asked was, what the fuck, what the fucking fuck, what the fuck, what? And then he answered, this is the most common question that's asked. When I was sued, someone threatened to have me killed. Then they sued me on top of that. I called my lawyer and said, what the fuck, what the fucking fuck, what the fuck, what? And my lawyer said, that's the question we've been asking around the law firm all morning. So we had the 50th anniversary Fool Us.
Yes.
And we had two of our and my dearest friends in the world, really two of my best friends in the world, not just in the magic world, in the world, two of my best friends, Hondro and Piff. And it started, and Piff came out, and then the curtain opened, and it was Hondro. And I was so full of joy and love that two of my friends were doing this. And then all of a sudden, while I was standing on stage, one question popped into my mind. And that was, what the fuck? What the fuck? The fuck? What the fuck? What? And then it aired. And it aired in a very abbreviated form that made it look like it had more clarity. And still, the inbox of my email was flooded with that same question. What the fuck? What the fucking fuck? What the fuck? What? So now we have two of the major players in that. We don't have Jade. We don't have Brooke. We don't have Teller, but we have the main architect, Piff, and the person I can refer to perhaps. Who will refer to as perhaps the victim? Hondro.
Oh, this is outrageous.
Sure. Yeah.
This is outrageous.
Okay. Yes. And now that I've asked the question, it seems like the gentleman from the UK would like to take the floor. Is that correct?
That's correct. You're just being a little bitch about this because I finally fooled you. That is what's happening. They can sum it all up with that. All right?
Yes. It was a present for you for your 50th anniversary.
Right. And it involved you in a horse suit drinking Piff's blood while jumping rope. Is that correct?
Technically.
Yes.
Although
in TV, no one see me jumping the rope and no one saw me drinking his blood.
Okay.
They did see it because I was shoving, you were drinking my blood when I was shoving ketchup in your face because we weren't really sure whether it was ketchup on your face or blood.
It was blood.
I'll tell you, Piff, I know from experience, let's not go into this, that when ketchup dries around your lips, it does not turn a sickly brown. When blood dries around your lips, it turns the sickly brown. I also want to say, just for fun, in my heart, I'm pretending that Hondro's accent is not Balencian, but rather Transylvanian. Because when he says, I was drinking blood, it's pretty funny.
Yes, because people don't know what really happened, because now they're listening and they say, why are they talking about blood? So I think Piff should tell you what happened at the beginning of the trick.
Yes.
While I was in a horsesuit with a latex head and more than 20 kilos on my back inside a box for about 10 minutes. And I was going to faint. I was fainting. I didn't know what was going on. And I said to the people that were with me, I have to take the mask because I'm going to die on stage. When they open the box, there's going to be a Spanish horse dead. So now, Piff, you can say what happened.
First of all, this was the piece that was done co-authored
yes,
by Andro and I, all right? Now, sure, yes, he definitely got the short stick by playing the horse, okay? But it was co-authored by the two of us together. Now,
yes.
I will now try and explain what was supposed to happen.
No, as no, well as no, no. Mostly explain what did happen and footnote what was supposed to happen.
I'm going to do it the other way around, but sure. All right, fine. So we open with Piff the Magic Dragon, played by Piff the Magic Dragon. All right? I walk out with a Fooler's Trophy that, and I said, hello, congratulations on your 50th anniversary. I got you a little present, but before I get to the present, I want to address an issue, which is that, I remember what it was. I said, we remember all the good times we've had together, the times we've appeared on stage, the times we've done shows together, the time I fooled you. And you guys went, no. And I said, that's right. I've never fooled you, have I? So why do I have a Fooler's Trophy? And you tried to speak, and I said, no, it's because you took pity on Matt King and I, and you said we worked out your bullshit trick, which you learned off the back of a cereal box, then we would get this trophy. And so you gave us this patronizing, bullshit, fake, Fooler's Trophy that we have been displaying in our houses like victims. And we've had these awful trophies just sat there mocking us, which you knew that
now,
we would.
You
knew
you that we would display the trophies. You confuse sincere kindness with patronizing hate. Is that correct?
Exactly.
I just want to tell you that perhaps that is why you are miserable fuck. You're a miserable fuck because true kindness and friendship is perceived by you as patronizing hate.
Look, what I'm saying is you started this, all right? You started this, okay?
I would like to say,
come to me.
I would like to say that I have heard since then that backstage prop people said to Piff, clearly, Piff, have you tried breaking one of these before? And Piff said, no. And they said, is this a breakaway trophy? And Piff said, no. And they said, what are you going to do? And Piff said, I'm going to smash it. And someone backstage said, Piff, it is acrylic. No one said to you backstage, because everybody assumed you would know it, because they all assume you're a normal human being. That was given to you in kindness and love, and you're going to destroy it in hate, confusion, and fucked up mental illness. Now go on.
I'll quickly hop in here just for our listeners. We are indeed describing a moment that did not make air. Well, everything we're describing at this point that you did not see on television, but Piff walked out with a Fooler's Trophy and the hammer.
Piff walked out with a Fooler's Trophy that has been on his shelf mocking him. And listen, I spoke to Matt King, and Matt King feels exactly the same way. All right, Matt King.
Okay.
Is haunted by the trophy.
Charlie Manson and Jeffrey Dahmer also shared feeling, but go ahead.
Matt King, however you want. should have been with us, Matt King, but he's a coward. He didn't want to come. We didn't ask, but he didn't want. Yes.
Yeah, we didn't ask him because we knew he was a pussy. Moving on. I was there with the trophy, and I said, oh, hang on a second. I've never fooled you, so this is the pity trophy, and here's what I think of your pity. And I smashed it to pieces with a hammer, and the audience loved it. They ate it up.
Had you practiced breaking it with a hammer?
I only had one trophy.
Right. Did you take another piece of sharp acrylic and try to break it with a hammer?
Listen, just as I am committed to my art, I knew that smashing another piece of acrylic would not hold the same truth.
Yes.
Smashing the original trophy.
I don't mean truth. I mean practice, Piff. I mean safety.
So you believe that in what we do, practice is more important than truth?
No.
No?
You won that round.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
So you held a piece of sharp acrylic in your hand and smashed it with a hammer, is that correct?
I would like to make one concession here. Your team was more than happy to offer me trophies to practice with. And I said, no, it must be the correct trophy. Otherwise, it means nothing.
I'm going to hop into as someone who's also friends with everyone here and knew what was on the script and knew what was supposed to happen. I, in a million years, did not think Piff was going to hammer the trophy in his own hand. I thought for a fact he was going to put it on the ground and smash it on the ground. I didn't think for a second he was going to try to smash it in his
hand. Are you kidding? If I had put it on the ground, I wouldn't have been in the shot. It would have just been some disembodied hand.
Yes.
Okay. It is the equivalent of saying, put your hand in front of your face and now hit my hand as hard as you can. And you move your hand and that's the trick. You took a hammer, and what you put between your hand and the hammer was sharp acrylic that would shatter. Now, Piff, because you're the only one on fucking planet Earth who would be surprised by what happened, why don't you tell us what happened when you hit a piece of sharp acrylic in your hand?
Here's the most alarming point. In my head, I'm still like, no, I just got unlucky because, like, who'd have thought that what happened would have happened? Like, in my head, I would do it again tomorrow, no problem. What happened was I smashed the trophy into pieces, and then I continued with the act, which we'll describe in a minute, and 3 minutes into the act, I gave Teller a deck of cards, and I looked at the cards, and I noticed they were covered in blood.
Yes.
And I thought, that's unusual. And then I looked at my hand, and I saw my hand was covered in blood. So let's just go back a second
and say the blood coming from your hand
was
less than the blood coming from Jesus's hand when he was nailed to the cross, but not by an order of magnitude.
It was pretty close.
Of motherfucking blood.
There really was a lot of blood.
Out that deck of cards, I said, he's bleeding like a motherfucking stuck pig.
Now, listen, I don't know whether you've been in this situation with Teller. And just be honest if you have. Has Teller ever said to you, listen, I've only got one take in me, so whatever happens, keep going?
We do that all the time.
My horsey pal, Handro, he said to me, Piff, I only have one take in me. Whatever happens, please.
Okay. But that's the big difference right here, Piff. Your little horsey friend would have been told backstage, okay, he has smashed an acrylic into his hand. We're going to stop tape, take your fucking horsey head off, take a Spanish breath. Let's bandage up Piff's hand and go ahead with this brilliant trick that would undoubtedly have fooled Penn and Teller and gotten you your righteous trophy as though this fucking show were real and not total fucking bullshit where the trophies mean nothing. But one person from Britain has held on to this, has talked. I mean, it's just a fucking magic.
Look, you only say that because you don't have a trophy, and that's not my fault. All right, that's not my fault. So don't put your hate onto my truth.
Yes.
Andrew was in there, and here's the thing. He'd already, what I'm saying is, just standing there, what listening to me smash, that was already enough time for him to be, like, if we'd have come in and supported him, he wouldn't have had another take in him at that point.
No.
That was true, Andrew.
I was fainting because I was with a lot of hot. I wanted to finish and I hadn't started and I didn't know what was going on. So then suddenly when Piff gave me the deck of cards and I tried to open it, I couldn't. I did like this
because,
and cards.
Because the cards were essentially scabbing over.
Wait. So anyway, I smashed the trophy to bits. I go on stage with Brooke. You two join us. We reveal my horsey friend, Handro.
Yes.
But in a horse mask, so you don't know who he is.
Yes.
Which, unfortunately, no. You didn't know who he was. But anyway. And then I say, it's a Trojan horse. And then I say, hey, Penn, go and look that gift horse in the mouth, which is very clever because you should never do that. So you did it, which even though you shouldn't, and you did. And you found out it was Handro, and then Handro took off his mask and ran around stage like a horse.
And right. started breathing. That and was the good part. Breathing. Yes.
Yeah.
But now at that you point, had, we moved just so in. We know, whose idea was it for Handro with a horse head and 50 pounds strapped to his ass to jump rope in 103 weather in the afternoon?
Oh, yeah, it's very difficult when you're collaborating to try and take credit for ideas. Yes. And I don't. I say it was the group as a whole.
Yes. It started and it became a solid routine, a perfect routine, you know, one idea after the other.
How close, Andro, do you feel you were to unconscious?
No, very. Because there's something you don't know. There's something. Thing no one knows, but I have a video about it. No one saw me. No one understood why we had a rope in the routine. No one understood.
Yeah, exactly.
Except you. Right,
so let's get there, Andrew. Let's get right.
Okay.
So we come on stage with our perfectly formed routine, and at the moment in my head and Andrew's head, nothing has gone wrong. Okay.
No.
Right. And I'm very happy. Because Andrew's running around, everyone's happy to see Handro, and I'm like, okay, great, let's get on with the trick. Taylor shuffle these cards, and then I see the blood. And then the only voice I have in my head is Handro's going, please, whatever happens, keep going. Keep going. And I want to honor that.
Okay, so you were saying that feeding Handro your blood was part of honoring Handro, is that correct?
yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying.
But there were two parts, because now first we went to eat and we started eating the food, okay?
Right.
And I ate food. While
Taylor's shuffling the bloody cards.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I didn't really know the bloody thing there because I hadn't touched the cards yet. Okay. Right. So I was getting food with blood, especially the paella. And that you put there and the hamburger. So it was tasting a little bit weird, the food.
Yeah.
Because I had never eaten dragon blood.
Yeah.
And
you're the only one on this call that hasn't, but okay.
So up to that point, it was really fun. A bit long, but really fun.
I'll tell you an interesting
a bit
fact.
Long, we'll address later.
We'll
address later.
Handro, just so you know, I went to give blood once in America and they refused my blood because of the mad cow disease outbreak in the UK. So my blood that I fed you is no good in America. In Europe, it's very good blood.
It's
the
very
highest
good.
Quality. But in America, it is not as unwanted. So anyway,
you have blood that is probably oozing prions, right?
Yeah.
And you are stuffing prions along with hamburger, paella, into Andro's
cookies.
Now,
cookies.
Andro thinks, cookies, Andro thinks, huh, this food tastes a little different.